All right, let's do it.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our dickwad. We will be here, Constance. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is
Time Bomb.
That's my death metal version.
Time Bomb.
I was going to say, that's a terrible Morgan Freeman, Scott.
It occurred to me in this film that Morgan Freeman, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, God bless the man, but he's finally starting to show his age a little bit.
Yeah. He's always seemed old, but now he's finally actually old.
Yeah.
Man. Let's get into this.
So today in the present, we'll be discussing 57 seconds from the past, which you will listen to in the future, which is now. 57 seconds released very recently in this great year of our Lord, 2023. Rated R, we're going to discuss if that's appropriate. 1 hour and 39 minutes. Just missed the perfection mark there. Directed by... Oh, first of all, starring Morgan motherfucking Freeman and Josh Hutcherson, which I will hereby refer to as PETA.
Fair.
So just get on board with that. Directed by the great Rusty Kundiff.
Uh-huh.
Is it Kundiff? I just realized there's an I in there that I... Kundiff?
I think that sounds about right.
Kundiff.
Let's do all versions.
Kundiff. Oh, there's two Fs. Kundiff.
Now it's getting worse. Let's just move on.
When I saw it, so everyone out there, I know the name, I know I should know the name, but my wife, her face lit up when the credits rolled and it said directed by Rusty Kundiff, and she just screamed, "Fear of a Black Hat!" And I was like, who am I married to? Because I know about that movie. I enjoyed it at some point in the 90s. Did not realize she was a big enough fan to recognize the director, to no-scope the director of Fear of a Black Hat. And so I was like, oh, he's probably done a bunch of shit, and I just didn't realize he did it. He hasn't done anything since Fear of a Black Hat.
What? He did.
Well,
he did Tales from the Hood. He did, he has a segment in Movie 43, which apparently he received a Razzie Award for Worst Director with the other 12 directors of that film. Have you seen that film?
I have.
Yeah, it's incredibly offensive and weird.
It is... It's a bad movie that you almost enjoy until you realize how long it took to make it. And you're like, really? You guys had 8 years to put that together. And that's what you crawled to the finish line with. Anyways, yeah, just an interesting tidbit there. Anyway, and we will be watching Fear of a Black Hat in my household at some point during the holiday break.
Excellent.
But anyways, until then, we watched 57 seconds, which I was really excited about.
You were.
A new time travel. I did not do a lot of research. I try not to, just because, you know, we only get blessed with so many time travel movies a year. And we got to take what we can get. And I thought...
What? Setting up the tone.
A new time travel movie with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Like, what's not to... This is going to be great. Even if it's terrible, it's going to be great.
I'll take some Hutch, too. I'm not hating the Hutcherson.
He
deserves a film.
He's turned it into a nice young man. What a nice young man.
What a nice young man he is. Oh, is he single?
Can I introduce him to my daughter or my son? I don't care.
He's been in films. He's very nice.
He is. I never realized what a baby he was in Hunger Games until I saw him in this. And I was like, oh, he was just a little baby in Hunger Games.
Wee baby. But now he's a grown ass man.
This did make me want to watch not time lapse. God damn it. Who's the Hobbit in Lord of the Rings? Not the Hobbit.
Freeman? Martin Freeman?
What?
Martin Freeman? No.
No.
Oh, you mean the guy who played Bilbo, the original Bilbo?
No, he's the Hobbit. The, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, the one who played Bilbo.
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Oh Jesus, we're just screwed. This podcast is going downhill really fucking.
Everyone likes to hear us thinking about things. It's Ian Holm. Ian Holm.
Oh Jesus, no, wrong again.
What? That's the original Bilbo. You mean Martin Freeman?
Not wrong again.
You mean your mom?
The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Who's the main Hobbit? Elijah Wood.
Oh, I thought you said the Hobbit.
Who did he play?
He plays Frodo.
I did, but then I kept saying not the titular Hobbit, an Hobbit from the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, man. All right. Elijah Wood.
Sean Astin. Samwise.
Oh, my God. He's a friend. What are you talking about?
I know.
Oh, we just wasted so many people's time. But you know what, folks? It's time travel. So really, it's a construct.
As far as you...
You didn't miss anything.
The last 10 minutes, everyone, just took... just took 14 seconds for you to live through. So you're welcome with my audio time travel device.
All right. Anyway, we went all this way for Sean Astin.
And now I'm going to sit here and make Scott. You guys don't know this, but Scott is sitting there watching me scroll through my phone until I can find the fucking time travel movie that I'm thinking about that.
With Sean Astin in it?
With Sean Astin, yeah.
As an adult or as a kid?
As an adult, it wasn't that long ago. I watched it. I loved it.
Wait, there's a Sean Astin time travel film?
I watched it. I loved it. I could never talk Ari into it. You know, you never backed me up.
Sean Astin time travel film. Oh, I found it. Slipstream.
Slipstream. That's the one.
Oh, I don't remember any debate on this.
So, so Slipstream is there's no reason why these two movies should remind me of each other, except for the fact that there's an airplane in both of them. But for some reason, I think it's a very short time travel device. I think that's the other reason. But I think Slipstream now is like impossible to find. So that's why it's totally fallen aside. But next time it's available, we will be doing Slipstream.
Let's do it. It looks good. I mean, it looks awful, but good. It's a good kind of awful. It's there.
Yeah, and it's 129 minutes. Like, you know, you want...
Oh, well, I mean, it's not about the quality of the film. It's about the lack of length.
You want to make a bad time travel movie, just make it 89 minutes, and I will gobble it up.
Yeah. All right, so this film, we're avoiding our opinions on it. It's a perfectly fine, mediocre film, I guess.
It's... disappointing.
Yes.
You know what? It wasn't a bad film. You know, it's like, it's...
That's what I'm saying. It's not a bad film.
Yeah.
It's not a good film. It's a film.
It's just another one of those, like, you know, as leaders in the genre, you know, we appreciate some good time travel. And this, they took a good idea and then just fucked it up.
It's, how do you explain? The film is disjointed. Like, you don't really get what's going on with the, it's like, some of it doesn't make sense, right? It's just like a little off, like who the character is at the beginning. And like, is this the future or is this like just a different version of now? And
there is definitely a 2-hour and 15-minute version of this movie.
Yes. You're right. Actually, that's what it is. It's been edited in a way that like it's off.
Oh, and the other thing, the other reason, you know, way too soon that this is going to be a rough ride. The 5 production logos you have to live through before the opening credits start.
Yep, that's a good point.
That's never a good sign when every productions company is like,
oh, yeah, we helped also.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, sure, here's $100,000. I don't know.
And clearly, they got Morgan Freeman. They're like, dude, you just have to shoot for 2 days. We'll give you this, almost of our 70% of our money, and you'll shoot, you'll barely be in the film. He's like, okay.
I didn't even think about that because he does seem to be such a major part of the movie. But screen time wise, yeah, you're right.
They could have shot him in 2 days, like one location at the beginning, and then the other ones could have all been the same day.
Like, hey, you know what? We'll fly you down to Louisiana for a week. You only got to work for 2 days. It'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll keep you in the quarter for 5 days in case we need a reshoot, but you're good.
Yeah. It's a weird film. It's off. It's a little bit off.
And there's never a, like, they rush everything because Kelly and I, at one point, I think we paused it and went, how much time has passed in this movie? And we were making all sorts of guesses. Then I was like, oh, wait, we know because the movie starts with 3 months ago. So we don't know exactly how these 3 months are chopped up, but this movie takes place in a span of 3 months and a lot happens quickly.
Yeah.
Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy tricks girl with time machine.
Boy gets job to be near someone he admires because he's really into health, but then saves his life by accident and becomes a hero, but leaves the job after a day.
And finds, gets lucky, you know, right?
Randomly finds a ring, yeah.
Right place, right time, finds a ring. He is, so yeah. All right, this is my turn, Scott.
Go. Oh, you're trying to do it? How fast? Wait, tell me how fast you think you can do it, or how many sentences?
57 seconds.
Oh, you're going to say the full film synopsis, or just the basic plot, or like the full everything that happened?
We'll see.
All right, here we go. Wait, I'm starting my timer. In honor of the film, 57 seconds, Desert Gnees is now going to say the plot in 57 seconds. On your marks, get set, go!
Blogger sneaks in to see his hero, Morgan Freeman, saves his life, finds the ring, discovers its powers very quickly, uses ring to get girl. By the way,
what are the powers?
His twin sister died 3 years ago because of a pain medication that became addicted to and eventually killed her. This ring / time machine that he finds will send him back 57 seconds. It only works 57 seconds at a time. He cannot mash the ring and go back more than 57 seconds at a time. He uses the ring to get the girl. He uses the ring to infiltrate the drug company, realizes that his girlfriend finally figures out what's going on, realizes he's been using the ring to manipulate everybody. She leaves him. He has a conscience. He then uses everything he's learned to infiltrate the drug company and take it down.
That's time.
Winning the hearts and minds of Morgan Freeman and saving the world.
Oh, 101. You could have done it too. You could have just tightened it up a little bit, but that's pretty good. Thank you, 57 seconds, for inspiring Desmond's brief.
So Morgan Freeman, now for the 57-minute version. Morgan Freeman
this like health guru, this tech health guru.
And did you notice that we tripped and fell face first into another racially motivated time travel machine?
Racially motivated?
Racially motivated isn't the right word, but race played a part in this. Did you catch the one line that Morgan Freeman said?
No.
I developed this technology in the 1970s, but obviously somebody of my complexion bringing such scientific debate to light, well, you get it. And there's something like that. Like he glossed basically, and that's the line they use too, to be like, oh, he just poof developed time travel. It's like, no, he developed time travel over decades, and then once he developed it, realized he didn't want, you know, some white man to just take.
It's so random though. He's all about health and these bracelets that check everything and keep you not needing pharmaceuticals. But then the time travel thing, which is totally nothing to do. It's not like he used that to figure out his empire. It's just a random thing that he found with crystals and not anything to do with his career of just health. He just also helped develop time travel.
What kind of crystals, Scott?
Oh, what else would they be? Were they quantum crystals? Quantum crystals.
Quantum crystals.
Oh, my God. You know what, guys? Everyone, you've all ruined quantum for all of us. It's a real fucking thing. Everyone's abused the fuck out of it, and you can no longer be a self-respecting movie director and be like, oh, the quantum particles and through the quantum slipstream, and I put the quantum cheese on the quantum crackers.
Ooh, I want a can of quantum cheese to squeeze on my crackers.
I got quantum drunk last night. Quantum, quantum, quantum. It's a fucking drinking game. God, I'm getting curmudgeon-y, folks. Too many time travel films.
Did you notice one of the production companies of this movie?
No.
Curmudgeon Productions.
Curmudgeon? Oh, good. Yeah. Quantum, quantum, quantum.
And Scott is wearing his Morgan Freeman red hat today.
At least he didn't narrate it.
So, fucking PETA narrated it for no fucking
it's
reason.
Just, time travel's like this other part that's not even, it's not the main part of the film, right? Like, the guy is trying to create health on a bracelet. They're trying to take down the pharmaceutical industries that are making drugs that they're addictive and kill people. The main character is a blogger against that, his sister. Like, that's the whole battle. And then they just bring time travel into it. Not in like a major way of the universe and chaos and just time travel to like get a girlfriend and find his way into it. It's just like this random thing. It's such a weird film.
And So yeah.
It's two films.
So there's the bracelet that Morgan Freeman made that is basically going to make healthcare unnecessary, because this bracelet is going to just tell you to eat right, floss every day, you know, whatever.
But then it's going to force you to think and just tell you, like, you're going to want to do it. It's like mind control a little bit.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, that guy comes and attacks him, and you're like, is this legit? Do we trust Morgan Freeman, right? What does the bracelet do?
So this is at direct odds with the pharmaceutical company. So the two people who are fighting,
yeah,
is, so the, obviously the pharmaceutical guy doesn't want people to stop getting sick, because then
right,
that takes away his golden goose. And just, you know what, Scott? You know what? Let's throw in a robot, too. You want to throw in a cyborg?
Oh, and then was that... The actor for that, was that RuPaul?
Oh, please be RuPaul.
Because I recognize the name.
Kelly and I came to refer to it as Darth 3PO.
Kenneth Kent Bryan is an American actor, dancer, choreographer, international house music, recording artist in New Orleans. Okay, no.
Is that just his DJ get up? Did he just come dressed in his...
He seems like a non-binary individual.
Oh, sorry, they.
They, yeah. But anyway, no.
Oh, you know what, though? He's a robot, so he's all binary.
Hey! That's the best joke you've ever done, I think. Anyway, he discovers this ring by accident. He learns you can go 57.
So he finds it. So when he saves Morgan Freeman's life, it falls out of Morgan Freeman's pocket.
Yeah, it's just there.
And that was the other thing, too. And we do come to find at the end that Morgan Freeman did know the kid had, that did know that PETA had it. Because halfway through the movie, you're like, Morgan Freeman, no.
Why not? Okay, let me ask you this. Why drop it on the ground and this chance and the hope that he'll find it and not tell you about it and figure out how to use it? If he wanted to, you know what the ending is, if he wanted that achievement to test this guy, why would he not just give him the ring, explain how it's used, and then still see what happens?
So, see, Scott, this is my theory. This is actually the best time travel movie ever. They're just setting up an amazing trilogy.
Uh-huh.
So first it's 57 seconds. So what do you think the next movie is going to be, Scott?
58 seconds.
57 minutes.
Hey, 57 years.
And what's... There you go. Because that's the only way this makes sense, is if Morgan Freeman was able to go back and see... Because Morgan Freeman at the end of this movie is like, ha ha, just as I knew. You know, everything's unfolding just as I had planned. And it's like, okay, then... You knew this, and how would you know? Because apparently this is the only ring, too. There's, or like...
And he knows everything he's doing somehow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the bracelet, maybe the bracelet tells him. Anyway, the guy figures out the ring, the main character.
And, of course, and what does he do? He goes to a casino and...
Right.
...is an idiot.
They're trying to really bring home that this guy is, like, making a blog, but he doesn't make money. They're trying to really drive that home. Somehow he can't just keep a regular job, but he's, you know, whatever. Yeah, so he goes to the casino to get his money. But yeah, an idiot. That's fine. If you are going to use the powers just to go to the casino, just to fund yourself. But like overdoing it to the point of where it seems so obvious, like just get a little bit at one casino and then do a little bit at another and a little bit and come back on different days. But just to get everything, or like lose on purpose sometimes.
Or play the stock market. Like,
right.
Well, 57 seconds, maybe not.
Yeah. Not, but he just goes to a casino and way overdoes it so that everyone like thinks he's cheating and stuff. And he goes, no, I'm just lucky. And like, people are not gonna buy that.
You can't win 20 roulette rolls in a row,
right? No. Like, you think that's not gonna raise any eyebrows of people that are like dangerous and have a lot of money? Just do a little bit, go to another casino,
or play blackjack and just be like, all right, well, I'm not going to win this hand anyway, so fold.
Yeah.
And then you're folding half the time anyways. Ugh. And
then lying to his girlfriend about it, and she's like, I'm just lucky. Oh, he's lucky. He just came back and maybe got like $300,000 worth of new furniture. Right, so like gets money for himself. I mean, everything in the relationship moves way too fast. He goes on a first date with this girl.
Oh.
He's got to use his machine to like get everything right. And then it seems like they've maybe gone on 3 dates. He's changed his entire house around, all this furniture, his expensive car. She's like, oh, yeah, I guess he's lucky. And then it seems like he proposes to her maybe at date 7.
Maybe.
At best. Like, it looks like time, they're not making it like a lot of time has gone. In fact, It couldn't have. It's 3 months.
Exactly. At the absolute most, it's a month.
Yeah. So he proposes to her at a month or two. When, you know, there's so many plot things that are just moving in such weird ways. And he's such a moral guy. And that, I guess they were trying to say later, he fell into the power of money. He did to survive at first. But then, but right away, he went into over gambling and buying new furniture. Instead of money to survive on right away, he buys her shit.
And the only person that, like, and of course, like, the only guy who's like, something's going on here is our main villain, who's like the only person who's smart enough to be like, this is not, no one's this fucking lucky. No one is this lucky.
So the villain is the owner of the pharmaceutical company that made this med that everyone takes, but apparently is addictive and killed his sister. They want to offer him a job because they think they find out that he's a writer. He could do a better spin. And he tells them to go fuck themselves. And then somewhere he comes along with the idea that he should take their money and take a job and use that to go against them more, like go into the belly of the beast.
Well, because he uses the powers to get...
Right, information.
Like the bad guy invites him over and says, like, if you're... Like, basically, if you can tell the future, basically is what he says. Like, if you can tell me what's going to happen when I whistle, then... I will pay you, you know, twice your going rate, blah, blah, blah. They wheel and deal. And of course, PETA gets it perfect. You know, after seeing it once, he does it again. And
yeah. Anyway, he tries to infiltrate this company. He's becoming like that, what he hates. I guess they're somewhere in this script. They're trying to show the, like, you know, getting sucked in the world of power and money when you've got these ideals that are good and fighting the system and things that are unjust. That's somewhere in the plot of them trying to do this. He's very moral.
Which I never saw, like, obviously his fiance is like, this isn't good. But like, from our perspective, he's doing what he said he was going to do. It's just going to take a minute.
Right.
And like, obviously, like, if you join the mafia, you're going to have to do, like, if you go.
Right. He's going undercover, essentially.
If you go undercover with the mafia, you're going to have to do some mafia shit to figure it out. And so, like, he infiltrates this, you know. Gang.
This pharmaceutical mafia, yeah, that only has four people, that has three people that work for it, apparently. And one is a bodyguard, really.
Pilot, bodyguard, punching bag.
Oh, my God. And so, in infiltrating it, they keep trying to make him do something dishonest so they had leverage on him, and it keeps not working.
Yeah.
Eventually, they drug our hero.
And rape him. They drug and rape him. Let's not, like, mince words.
It's so funny when it is a male. We're just like, eh. Like, if that was a female, that would be a really horrific, tragic scene. And then because it's male, it's like, yeah, well.
Eh. I mean, his fiance is going to be mad, but.
I like the idea that, like, his 57 seconds couldn't help him at that point. Well, actually, I beg to differ. This is my loophole. Do you know what my loophole is with this?
Roofies?
No, with the on the plane where he says, you're screwed now, all you can go back is 57 seconds, or even after he got roofied. Do you know what my loophole issue with that is?
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, theoretically, if you go back 57 seconds and then once 1 second passes, you can go back in prior 57 seconds, wait for just 1 second
no.
to pass. You can go back in time.
No, you can't.
Well, yeah, according to this, because it's saying once it's passed.
The ring stays white. Until you get,
oh,
until after you relive those 57 seconds.
Oh, so you can, but wait, you can go back repeatedly.
You can go back to the same moment over and over again.
But you can never go back to before it started.
You can never mash the ring.
Right.
You can't mash the ring and go back 2 hours.
Got it. Okay, they did cover that. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. As soon as he, like, got woozy, he should have hit it. Because he knew pretty quickly after taking that shot. I mean, maybe he didn't realize. But even if you realize 90 seconds after you take the shot, you still have all those memories. So you hit the button, and even if you've already taken the shot, you do something. You run out the front door or,
yeah,
you know, hit 911 on your phone real quick or, you know, call your fiance, you know, do something. But
what a strange film.
But anyways, yeah.
Really, that his girlfriend really accepted how, and she's a smart woman. And she keeps saying, he's just really lucky and he's doing this thing. At least say he's psychic. At least, like, if he said it to her enough and he showed that, eventually she's like, yeah, I believe him. He knows things. Say you're psychic. He just said he's lucky to where he wins millions of dollars and buys all these things. And she's, eh.
And the bad guy is awesome. I thought that I would, like, he's been in hundreds of things. And
He's been in everything, yeah. I know he was in Ally McBeal. That was like a big thing for him, right?
Yeah. I thought he would have maybe been in something more recently that...
He plays like bosses or bosses, wimping assistants. Definitely like white collar douchebags.
Oh, he plays smarmy. Yeah, he is smarmy incarnate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's a wonderful person, but sorry, I'm looking at her, Lovie Simone. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of her, everyone.
Yeah.
Like she's good. She's been in a few things. Thank you for listening to Time Pop. If you could do us a favor in this fifth year of making this podcast, please like us, subscribe to us, and give us 5 stars. That's 1 star for every year we've been creating time travel content. That seems fair. Maybe it's not the best podcast you've ever listened to, but if it's pretty good, you can give us 1 pretty good star for every year. And if you love Time Pop, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/timepop. For $3 a month right now, you can get 8 bonus episodes and be in prime position to get more exclusive episodes in the future. Now enjoy the exciting conclusion of Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. I've seen it. I've seen the future. Stick around. It's good stuff.
So in the end, you know, things start going out of the way. He like accidentally gets in a fight with his lady and she figures out that he's time traveling. And of course she feels violated. That he's probably done that with her.
So how does she learn about the time travel?
They get in their fight and then they hold hands while they're going to the pool and it makes both of them travel back.
I thought for a minute it was like conducted through the water.
They held hands.
Maybe. Well, she touched the button.
Yeah.
Basically, at any point, if she's the one who ignites the button, I think she goes back too.
So now she realizes he's been lying about all these things. They're getting lost in greed and power. And also that he used that against her. That is that we're talking about time travel ethics. Knowing that someone you're dating has a time travel device, it's pretty unnerving, right?
Yeah.
There's a violation of like they've just done things with you millions of times and then corrected it and you don't know. And they do. Like there's something really weird about it.
Because we see him manipulate their first date.
Right.
But we have to assume that he's doing it all the time. I mean, again. He proposes to her in less than a week, and she's like, yeah, this feels right. So obviously, he's laying the groundwork for perfection.
Remember, she saw the photo of a woman there and asked, who is that, a girlfriend? And instead, he's like, oh, but I don't, this is awkward. It's a long story. It throws everything off. She leaves. He has to change time. Why could he have just not said, that's my sister?
I don't know.
She'd be like, who's that photo? Like, it's my sister. She passed. I'll tell you another time. Like, it's not that hard to say it. I know there's a longer story, but like, just so she doesn't freak out.
I mean, I guess it's kind of weird, like, because it is a longer story, but that's also what you would say.
But just to put a girl's mind at ease that you're about to sleep with.
But to have only one picture, God bless, he loves his twin sister. His twin sister died. He should, you know.
But she's on his desktop?
Yeah, she's the only picture in his bedroom facing his bed. Like,
and you want to have it. You're getting the feeling this guy maybe has not.
You're not having sex that night. You can talk your way out of it.
Yeah.
But you're not having sex that night.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a weird film. Anyway, things get weird with him in this business. The company, he finally exposes them when he gets all the details. He uses powers to break into the safe. And the video goes out. And then they're trying to get him on a plane to get him to retract what he said. But the police are after them, but the police don't stop them. They shoot one bullet in the plane. That whole thing is weird.
Why?
How did they survive that, by the way?
Exactly.
I would like to think that his bracelet helped him survive, except that they purposely talked about that not helping with that. And the other people also survived.
Yeah.
And he's like, fine. He's like walking around this plane crash. And now she takes him back.
Why not have a van or something that crashes to make it believable that all these people survived? Or show the plane going down in a way that it just like it skidded into the ground.
Yeah.
Like it, when you see it, it nosedives into the ground and explodes. And then we come back to it and it's just like, do you think that was a reshoot? Like, no, they couldn't be a reshoot. Like this, the ending of this movie had to have been the same. The whole time.
I think you're right. I think a lot got edited out. When films are like when Dune is so off, but we found out later they edited so much of it out. I don't know. It's strange.
The new Dune?
No, the old Dune.
Oh, okay. I was going to say
the old Dune skips a lot and they do the weird voiceovers. Just like this did the voiceover also. I think you're right about the editing.
Yeah.
Because the voiceover that connects it is like not great. And I was wondering, I was like, are they just using this to like, because they had to connect some dots?
Because yeah, it's not like if you use a voiceover from the script, it's there through the whole thing guiding you.
Right. This didn't seem like that.
It was just like, let's fill in some.
It didn't tie it all in. It just, yeah, it just filled in gaps.
You know what I realize has gotten really bad in movies lately? Like, it's been driving me nuts because I was like, maybe I'm just paying too much. And I'm definitely paying too much attention to movies because that's my job. But like the reverse angle is they're getting really sloppy with it. Like I've noticed lately, like when you do the reverse angle, but the person who's back of the head you're looking at is talking.
Yeah.
It never matches up these days. They're always like finishing a different take or finishing a different sentence.
Oh, and like lazy, you mean?
So lazy. And it's, it's.
I noticed that in this too. I forgot when, but I did notice it.
And this is a bad example because this movie has other problems, but I've been noticing it a lot in like high profile movies, you know, big time shows. Stuff like that, like they're really just, you know, either A, change the angle so I can't see this actor's lips, or, you know, I don't know, fix it, Hollywood. You got billions of dollars for special effects. You can lip sync a little bit. You can do it,
right? They said 7 million. So at the end, we find out that the Morgan Freeman comes up and there's a big moment of like, I knew all along. I gave it to you on purpose. I think you should work for me. And we're going to help heal the world, which is theoretically everything he wanted. But then he like tells him, no, this ring is evil and go fuck yourself. And he breaks the ring, which affects the robot person a little bit, but not too much.
I think he's just computing.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the whatever math in his head.
You're just not sure what Morgan Freeman is. He supposed to be Steve Jobs? Is he like a cult guru? Like, what is he supposed to be? And why does he have a walking android with him? Is it the future? I don't think it is. So anyway, and then Morgan Freeman, once he breaks it, says,
it's the Willy Wonka. Oh, hang on. It's the Willy Wonka ending.
Yes. It's absolutely. He tricks him. And then he breaks it, says, go fuck yourself, essentially. And then he goes, that's why you'd be good for the job, because you say no to me. And now will you come and help me and say no to me? Which at that point is probably the good offer. And then he still says, no, I've done enough. And then like walks away.
So
like, is Morgan Freeman supposed to be bad? Or is he?
If
he is developing tech that helps people, and then he and this guy would keep him in check ethically, is that a bad thing? Or they're just trying to say that both sides of the spectrum are still like never great? Because Morgan Freeman still charged. He didn't open that to the public, right? He still charged money and only elite people could get in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think in theory, anybody could buy the bracelet, but there was definitely a next like he'll take your money to buy the bracelet.
It's not free. So although he's trying to be this like, I'm trying to help the world.
But there is another cult level. Because, yeah, that speech at the beginning is...
Apple versus PC, Republican, Democrat. Are we just fucked with all options? Is that what the film's saying? You're fucked either way.
Because basically the end of the movie is like, just buy an Apple Watch. Like, and you can turn on the notifications or you can turn off the notifications. It's your choice. Because the bracelet is like, you know, put this on and we own your brain. You'll be super healthy. So what Morgan Freeman is talking about at one point, so he does his interview,
yeah,
which is really fucking weird because the whole time you're waiting for Morgan Freeman to ask for the ring back,
yeah,
which he never does. And he's like, and the kid makes a good point. He's like, well, you can't get rid of all pharmaceuticals because there's accidents. Like, no matter how healthy people are, they're still going to have snowboard accidents and stuff like that. And basically, Morgan Freeman alludes, he doesn't say it out loud, but we know as the viewer that like he's maybe going to put a 57 second time machine into all these bracelets so people can never have another accident. And
which is, yeah, questionable. Everyone can time travel. Everyone can time travel to avoid accidents. No accident will happen ever again. No trips, no falls, no breaking arms. Let's just get rid of that.
And no one will misuse I mean, I guess maybe if it's integrated in the body.
Yeah. How do you know if anyone misuses it?
Well, if that's what it is, Scott. It's integrated in the human body and it can sense trauma. And that's the only thing that triggers time travel.
Just imagine this, like, as many people today that own an iPhone could all time travel 57 seconds. Think of that fucking timeline chaos. We would never make it past, like, a minute.
Whenever that hit market 50 years ago, we would be 3 minutes beyond it by now. At best.
Just repeating it, some motherfucker is not happy with that minute. Yeah. It's a bet, and he thinks he's going to put time travel in everyone's hands. So maybe that is why he says no, but he should be on the crew with this guy to make sure that he does stay in line. It's hard to know what Morgan Freeman's motivations are. That's another thing where this is weird. You get these hints that Morgan Freeman's a weirdo, but nothing of it's explained. We don't know he's a bad guy. Like, that might have been edited out.
I saw something. I don't know. Again, I didn't do too much research, but I tried to find something before we recorded. Like, give me something to hold on to. And, like, I read that, like, Morgan Freeman was, like, helping with rewrites on the script or something.
I saw that, yeah. And he did some of the location spotting.
It's like, what? And, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, and, like, I think this is a brilliant idea. I think it was executed terribly. But find some piece of science to hold on to. Why 57 seconds? Like, that, even if the director is like, oh, I had this experience as a teenager, blah, 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 blah. So 57 seconds is only significant to me. Something. Give me, like, is it just because, like, a full minute is too easy? Is there something in quantum mechanics that, you know, because it's not even like, it's a very weird number because it's not divisible by two, which all,
right,
you know, computations are.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, I guess maybe, is it a prime number? Is 57 a prime number?
I don't know. That's a really interesting point.
Prime number. Oh, and the sixth production company, or the sixth person who paid money for this, was Miller Lite. A lot of Miller Lite in this.
Right?
One.
Yep.
Let me see. Oh, in his, so he misses also, you know, just, and you know it, the second they're making a big deal about his fiance's art show and how big of a deal it is that he shows up, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, well, we're fucked now. So the rape scene takes place during her art show, which, of course, he misses. And what the fuck is, oh, that's right. And then Morgan Freeman decides to buy all of her art.
Yeah.
Is that just so she can be fine? So she can make, if I make her independently wealthy, then she can marry him because she loves him, not because she needs this support.
Because he didn't show up because he was being raped, and then he was just covering, making that a pleasant experience to cover his ass.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. They don't really establish who Morgan Freeman is. If he's a good guy trying to help the world, or if he's like a creep. And they don't give enough detail to love or hate him. They're just suggesting you don't know what's going on with him.
And he makes Morgan Freeman even makes a mention of, like, because I thought for sure the video had been posted by then of PETA with the girls.
Yeah.
Because Morgan Freeman makes a comment of, like, I see you've been having a good time, or you know, something to the effect of, like, this power has finally officially corrupted you to the core. But nothing.
Jeez.
It's
and so, yeah, if they'd just given us more, his speech at the end would mean more. You'd be like, you know what? You're part of the problem also. Even though you've got good intentions, you're trying to control people, and I say no to all of you. I just want to be with my girlfriend now, live my life, talk like this.
So this is probably not going to make any sense to anybody. Hopefully I'm getting a couple of crossovers in my podcast world between this and Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time. But for all of those who are listening to both podcasts, the bracelet reminded me of a Domani collar.
What's that?
If you don't know, Scott, you don't know.
All right.
It's a collar people put on Aes Sedai to control them in the Wheel of Time universe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Way to connect to the dots.
You're welcome. You're welcome with that. Let me see. I wanted to just give a little glimpse into what the rest of the world thinks about this movie.
Are you getting some quotes?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. When you look on Google, there is one thing that says, is 50 Seconds a good movie? And it says, parts of the movie are fairly enjoyable, but you have to look past an abundance of nonsensical material and excessively far-fetched developments. It succeeds in being a rom-com, sci-fi, suspense, thriller, action film that's so bad it's mildly entertaining. That's from Rotten Tomatoes, actually.
56 seconds. This movie is, this movie is 56 seconds too long. Really? Really? If they had cut off the last minute, this would be perfect.
That's a dumb line. Apparently, Josh Hutcherson is 5'5".
Whoa!
That's why he's not getting leading man roles, and she must be a shorty.
5 stars, Scott. I found this movie to be really entertaining and well put together. I honestly don't know what these people are talking about. Great cast, great story, great acting, and very entertaining.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Second opinion.
There it is. Everyone's got opinions.
Good to watch when you are tired and lazy. But the ending? Pretty cheesy. Love the actress and Morgan Freeman, of course. Mildly entertaining at times, but otherwise it's just plain awful. People just aren't behaving like humans in this movie. The plot is not only whack, but riddled with holes and conveniences.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
So bad. 5 stars. So bad. It's good. Well-paced, well-acted, and comic book funny. Simple, straightforward, refreshing. Morgan Freeman is always fun to watch. I want to hang out with that guy. That guy knows how to have a good time.
Well.
So, Scott, do you want a ring that can go back 57 seconds? And that's it.
Sure. That's great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like these things where you have to go back 40 years and it's a one-way ticket and you don't have your family in front. This is like 57 seconds. Who knows when you could use that?
And just wear it on your hand. Like no one has to be the wiser.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I would too. The only problem, this is so simple. I would abuse the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I would use this to circumvent my sobriety.
You would get drunk and then go back and not drink?
I would get a pint. I would get a
57 seconds.
I can crush a pint in 57 seconds.
Right. But you won't get drunk off it. Oh, that's what you're saying. You get to drink without getting drunk.
Yep.
But then what's the point?
I don't know, Scott. Try not drinking for 6 years and then tell me the point.
And then just want to feel the taste of my lips.
It's so good once it touches your lips. No, I would abuse the fuck out of it. Like, this is like a big time machine, like where you have to like really think about whether you should use it or, like you said, a one-wayer. Like,
this doesn't mess up the time continuum, right? It just redoes the minute. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You're not changing the time.
Like, I would quit using the rewind button on my TV and just boop. Like, oh, I missed that part. Boop. Now, does it?
Yeah, there's not much you can do with a minute. There's only a few little things.
I forget. Does it move? Oh, it does move them. Because, yeah, like when they're in the pool, they get rewound. Because, like, yeah, I couldn't use, like, if I went to the bathroom and then came back to the couch and hit the ring again to rewind the show I'm watching, then I would wake up in the bathroom. So,
right.
Like, it'd be really cool if everything around you moved back 1 minute, but you stayed put. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. He's going back in his timeline, right? Not so he's moving in space and time.
Yeah.
If a minute ago he was 5 blocks down the road, that's where he would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting concept. You know, it's another different. So many times time travel is a big device and you're going to go save the universe. And then there's a guy who's just trying to get back at a pharmaceutical company.
I just, because like I said, unfortunately, people never they never take great time travel ideas and try to redo it. But I think I'm going to make 57 minutes. I'm going to do it.
I would be so much smarter. I would not buy the really expensive convertible. I would get a simple car to not raise suspicion. I would just gamble a little bit at each place. And spaced out over days.
I mean, I really guess smart. Part of you doesn't believe it exists. And you're like, well, Morgan Freeman's going to take it back or it's going to stop working. So, like, I better make. But even but you're right. Yeah. If you make, you know, even if you have it for just a couple days, you're able to raise a couple $100,000 without suspicion. Now you can just play the stock market and grow it slowly if the ring loses its power or something. But yeah, definitely. Well, and even like he could have somehow talked his way out of that casino. The fact that he kept rewinding it just to basically win the fight, it's like,
yeah,
just go up to the office with them. They can be as suspicious as they want. If they can't prove anything,
right,
you're leaving with that money.
Or just don't be that fucking obvious. That would get you in that much trouble.
Yeah.
Go in and place one really large bet. You just lucked out. No one can hate on that, you dumb hole. Just put $100,000 on one bet, going to a casino. I mean, right? Sorry.
You know, people out there, don't steal. But like, you know what? You got a time machine. Like, figure out how to just grab a stack of money out of like Groundhog Day, a Brinks truck, you know?
Yeah.
And just grab it. They got insurance. They're fine. I'm a terrible person.
Oh boy.
No, you're right. You're right though. Just slow burn
yeah. Be smart.
Yeah. And don't trick someone into loving you. For God's sakes, people.
Yeah.
There's one true thing in this world. It's love.
Take our time traveling with you.
Don't manipulate it.
Yeah. He never thinks to tell her. I get past the first date, and obviously if she didn't believe him, he could show her, you know, whatever.
What time is it, Scott?
What do you give it? What time is it? Oh man. This might be one of the lowest times we've given.
Yeah.
Are you looking at it? Are you looking at the...
I'm not. No.
I don't remember. I don't know if I've given lower than like a 6. I don't think I have.
Maybe a high 5, but like, I don't think so.
I think we're at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's like, I want to give the time machine, you know, like an 11:30, you know, because I really dig this time machine. You could have some fun with this, but the movie is just...
Like, it didn't break ground with, like, really cool ideas. And the watchability factor is not, I don't want to watch this again.
And there's so much shit. The fucking, the robot and...
That's never explained.
Yeah, you know, and quantumness and, you know, yeah.
I think we need the director's cut.
Yeah.
I think those 6 production companies maybe forced some edits.
Every one of them came in and snipped up.
It's still like 99 minutes, I think. So it's not an hour and a half, but it could use an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah. What'd you say? 5 o'clock straight up?
I went straight up 5.
Straight up 5. I'm going to go 5:15.
Oh, this is the closest you and I have ever been, maybe.
I'll go 5:15.
Oh, no. We were 10 off for once.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6. I'm going to give it a 6 straight up.
Whoa. See, what happened? See, you couldn't stand it.
It's there because, like I said, because it's half and half, because it's a bad movie, but a great time travel device. So I'll split the baby down the middle and I'll give it a...
All right. You do what you got
to
do.
I'll give it a 6 o'clock. All right. Thank you for listening to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/timepop. We have and will continue to produce great time travel content for free, but if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you will receive an exclusive podcast every month. Over on the Patreon page, we are celebrating a different kind of mind-altering cinema, alternate universes, body swaps, parallel universes, all different kinds of mind fuckery films. There's no telling what we may get into over there, but if you would like a chance to guide our viewing options, head on over to patreon.com/timepop. Subscribe for $3 a month. Enjoy the many exclusive episodes already available and tell us what you would like us to talk about next. If you like the show and would like to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. We are at time_pop_pod, at timepoppod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. You can also send any questions or comments from this or any past episode to the same address. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Looking for another great free podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, the Wheel of Time, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Ba, 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 da, 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 da. Wait, that's the London thing. The UK. Hail to the Queen. Whatever.
Yeah, we finished out. Next time you hear us, it's going to be season 5, people.
There's a lot of changes in season five. There's a lot of subplots. Some new things come to light. Desmond has been a clone the past 2 years, and the original Desmond, who time traveled, it comes in. It's wild.
Get your recommendations in now for season five. We want them. We still haven't totally solidified what we're going to be watching. We've got a couple of things we've been
We have to do next year.
Things we've been tossing around a lot and just somehow haven't done it yet. So stay tuned for season five. We're going to clean up our to-do list.
Somewhere in Time is finally going to happen. It's amazing we've avoided it for 5 years.
It's so great. We're going to do that. I'm going to make us do Arc finally. How have we not done Arc?
We didn't do it ever. You sure?
Every time I bring it up, you and Ari say the same thing.
What?
Yeah, we did. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to look at iTunes.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts and check my work.
All right. That's wild.
But yeah, get your recommendations in, because if you want to watch it, we want to watch it and definitely talk about it.
Chicken, apple scratch and penises. Penis, chicken, apple, penis, scratch. Do it. Desmond is the best.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Sorry, everyone. That one ran out of steam.